Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where we turn rocket science and AI jargon into, well, slightly less intimidating rocket science and AI jargon.
Hey everyone, it's Jamie, the resident question asker and occasional meme generator, and with me as always, it's Alex, who I'm pretty sure has Colossus data center specs tattooed somewhere.
Only on my heart, Jamie. Only on my heart. And today we're talking about the biggest thing to hit Wall Street since Bitcoin memes, SpaceX's IPO, or as the cool kids are calling it, SPCX.
Yeah, so if you saw SpaceX IPO trending and thought, did Elon just sell Mars to the public? Don't worry, we've got you. There's a lot more going on than rockets.
Exactly. Sure, SpaceX just pulled off the largest IPO in history, $75 billion raised, ticker SPCX, ringing in at a $1.77 trillion valuation. But here's the plot twist. The hottest thing about this IPO isn't the rocket launches, it's AI infrastructure.
Wait, so SpaceX is basically an AI company now? Not just the world's most ambitious delivery service?
More or less, yeah. This all goes back to February, when SpaceX merged with xAI, Elon's AI lab. That rolled in Grok, their language model, the social platform X, and the Colossus data center in Memphis. Suddenly, SpaceX isn't just launching satellites, they're renting out the brains of a supercomputer army.
Colossus sounds like a villain from an old-school video game. Beware, you face Colossus. But seriously, what's so special about this data center?
It's the heart of SpaceX's new AI business. Think, 555,000 NVIDIA GPUs, enough blinking lights to make Times Square jealous, and contracts with Anthropic and Google worth over $2 billion a month, combined.
Wait, $2 billion a month? I feel like I overspent on my last cloud bill, but that's next level.
Right? Anthropic alone is paying $1.25 billion a month for the entire output of Colossus One. Google's got a deal for 110,000 GPUs at $920 million a month starting this October. That's more than SpaceX's entire AI revenue last year, all locked in as future income.
So let me get this straight. Most people think of SpaceX as rockets and Starlink internet, but what really juiced the IPO were these AI compute deals.
Bingo. Rockets and Starlink pay the bills today, but investors are betting on AI. It's like SpaceX quietly became one of the world's biggest AI infrastructure companies overnight.
I mean, I get why people are excited, but isn't this just a fancy version of, hey, we own a lot of servers?
It's servers, on steroids. And Elon's master plan is to go orbital. SpaceX filed with the FCC to build a million satellite constellation, orbital data centers that run AI in space using near-constant solar power.
Please tell me space cloud is a real term now.
If it isn't yet, it will be after this episode. The idea is, run heavy AI workloads in space, beam it down through Starlink. It's still just a filing for now. No one's spinning up GPU clusters in orbit yet, but that's where the IPO money is supposed to go.
Okay, so we've got rockets, we've got data centers, and now we're putting the cloud in actual clouds. But what's the catch? There's always a catch, right?
Oh, there's a catch the size of a Falcon Heavy. Elon Musk controls 85.1% of the voting power, thanks to a dual-class share structure. In plain English, public shareholders are just along for the ride. Elon's driving, and you can't reach the steering wheel.
That's like calling shotgun in a Tesla, but Elon's got autopilot locked and you can't change the playlist. Is that normal?
Not at this scale. It's one of the most founder-controlled megacaps ever listed. Institutional investors are already grumbling, but hey, it's Elon's party, and he brought his own governance rules.
So what did the S-1, the big financial reveal, actually show? Is SpaceX rolling in cash from all this?
Not exactly. For 2025, SpaceX made $18.7 billion in revenue, but still lost $4.9 billion net. Starlink is growing fast, but average revenue per user dropped. The AI segment was only $3.2 billion in 2025, but those compute contracts with Anthropic and Google, they're about to explode that number.
Investors, please ignore the current losses. Look at these shiny future deals. Classic tech move, right?
Exactly. The IPO valuation is really a bet on SpaceX's AI infrastructure, not just rockets. And with Anthropic and OpenAI both lining up their own IPOs, 2026 is shaping up to be the year of the AI mega offering.
I feel like we're living in a sci-fi novel, but someone swapped out the aliens for GPU supply chain issues.
Same energy. And remember, none of this orbital compute stuff is live yet. It's all blueprints and regulatory filings. there's tech risk, governance risk, and yeah, losing nearly $5 billion a year. But if you believe in the future of AI infrastructure, SPCX is the purest play on it.
So to sum up, SpaceX IPO'd as SPCX, raised the most money ever, isn't just about rockets, but is now a massive AI infrastructure landlord. They've got wild plans for space data centers, but Elon's got almost total control, so buy the stock if you're cool with that ride.
That's the story. And if you see a million satellites overhead, don't worry, it's just your AI running in space.
Or Elon's personal Minecraft server.
Thanks for geeking out with us on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you liked today's episode, hit subscribe, leave us a review, or send us your wildest orbital data center memes.
And if you're thinking of launching your own IPO, maybe give us a shout. We'll break it down for you, jargon and all. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.